Welcome to the Progressive Property Podcast, helping you invest in property for freedom, choice, and profit. You'll learn new, innovative, and multiple streams of property income, whether you want to start, scale, or systemize, and even if you don't have deposits.
Hi, Kevin McDonald here, and welcome to this episode. Today, we've got a really special guest, Luke Brindley. Luke is going to be sharing with you how he's gone to 15 properties in his portfolio. But not just how he got to 15 properties, he's going to be revealing how he started off and struggled in his property journey to get 6 deals done in an 8-year period, and then scale up to do 9 properties in just 22 months. And let's get straight into the interview with Luke. So Luke, for anyone listening in who doesn't know Luke, can we tell them a little bit about your journey into property? So let's start before property. So what were you, when did you look at getting into property initially, and what were you doing at the time in your life? So were you working? What did the Luke's life look at like pre-property?
Yeah, so pre-property, I was working full-time. I was in the oil and gas industry, basically chasing around the UK for work. Spent a lot of time up in Aberdeen, various offshore installations. And I just always had an interest in property, but I just wasn't in a position to get started, to be quite honest with you. So it took me until 2011 until I was in a position where I could actually make a start.
Right. And then in 2011, what did you start? How your initial journey into property, how did you get started? What type of property were you looking to get? Did you get started in?
Yeah, so for myself, Kevin, it was essentially the cheapest property that I could buy, because in my head at the time, that was my only route into property was to look at the cheapest property, and then by default, that particular property, you know, needed a significant refurb. So again, by default, I fell into the buy, refurb, and refinance model, even though I wasn't aware of what that model was at the time.
Yeah. Yeah. So for anyone listening in who's not sure what buy, refurbish, refinance is, so it's a model where you're buying a property, you refurbish it, you refinance it to add value to the property, and then you get your initial money back out, or as much as possible of your initial money back out, and then put a tenant in to service the debt. So a really good way to get started in property, but you do need that initial bit of capital to get going if you're going to use your own funds. Otherwise, you could JV with other people's funds. So that was your initial start back in what year, Luke?
2011.
2011. So nine-ish years ago, you got started on the journey. When you started and you did your first deal, did you continue to work in the job and do property alongside the job, or did you go all in right from the start?
No, because I've got 3 kids, Kevin, so I was always very conscious that for me to move away from a day job, I needed to have sufficient income from a property portfolio before I'd do that. That's what I spent a number of years building up to that point.
Right. So you continue to work in the oil and gas offshore, trying to buy property at the same time. That must have brought up some challenges. So trying to find property. I can just picture in my own head trying to find a property. You see something that could be a good deal and you're stuck in the middle of the sea. You can't even go do the viewing. So what were the challenges you had while trying to do that while abroad? Because there'll be people, when I say abroad, and you're at home, but offshore. There'll be a lot of people listening to this that maybe you're in a similar situation where they're working offshore. Maybe they're in the army. Maybe they're in a job where they're away from home and they're looking to get started in property at home. So, and what were the sort of challenges, I guess, initially for you to try and build that up while you're not on the ground in your area?
Yeah, it's exactly what you say, Kevin. I wasn't in the area. So, you know, quite often opportunities would come up and I'd miss out on them opportunities just because I wasn't able to act fast on them. You know, I'd see a property, but I wasn't home for 10 days. So I'd arrange a viewing. By the time I'd come to the viewing, the property had gone. So it was a case of just being persistent. Just keep trying to arrange viewings. And then the opportunity came along where, you know, that particular viewing fell just in time for me to come home and snatch that property up. So, yeah, it was a case of just being persistent, Kevin. It wasn't easy. I invest in my local area, but by, you know, I was actually reinvesting remotely.
But for me, persistence is really key, because the start of my journey was very similar to yours, where I actually spent a long time trying to get traction going. And persistence is something that a lot of people don't realize. Like I see a lot of people, they quit too soon. They quit before they get the right support, the right structure. They're looking for the quick win rather than the long-term game. So what would you say to anyone who's listening and thinking, you know, can they do property? Should they get started in property? How key is persistence to the journey, sticking at it? Maybe people that have already started and they're thinking, it's not for me, I'm going to give it up, etc. What would you say to them listening in now?
Persistence is absolutely key, and property is like any other business, Kevin. It's, you know, you get out of it what you put in. And for me, you know, that persistence, the hard work, the challenges along the way, it's been absolutely 100% worth the time and the effort. You know, I feel very fortunate at the age of 35. I've been able to step away from the day job. You know, I'm blessed with the freedom of time and just having, you know, the opportunity to explore the things that I want to do with my life now. So yeah, 100% it's worth it.
So 2011, you got started in property. You stuck at the day job and did property at the same time. When did you, because obviously you've come to Progressive. When did you come to Progressive Property? When did you find out about Progressive? I guess, when did you find out about Progressive Property initially? How did you find out? And then when did you come here for the first time? And why?
I think I probably stumbled across Progressive around about back in the 2016 time. And that might be around the time I joined the Facebook community. And I just spent a lot of time sort of, you know, in the group on Facebook. I could see that there was a lot of people in there who was doing some really good stuff in property, and that, you know, that inspired me even more.
For anyone, just to hold you there for a second, Luke, for anyone listening in who's thinking, what is the Facebook community? So Progressive Property have got a online Facebook community. If you go into Facebook and type in Progressive Property Community and click join, and then you can join that community. There's over 33,000 people like Luke in there right now to support you and help you on your property journey. And free to join. So Progressive Property Community on Facebook. Click join and just leave us a comment to welcome yourself. Tag me in, tag Luke in, and we'll give you a welcome. So sorry, continue on, Luke.
Yeah, so I spent quite a bit of time in the community. And then it was probably sort of middle of 2018. The day job was getting on top of me a little bit. I was working sort of 55 hours a week. And I was just getting no job satisfaction any longer. And, you know, I could see at that point, I'd built up a modest portfolio up until that point, but I saw that as my route to exit. So I felt I needed a little bit of support to allow me to accelerate that. Up until that point, I'd only ever been to one networking event. You know, I did everything on my own. So I spent quite a bit of time looking around as to where I could get support from. And then it just became apparent to me that I kept seeing people who'd been on the VIP program and, you know, how much success some of them people had had. And I just felt that that program was the right fit for me at the right time. So I decided to go down that route, and I started on the VIP program in January 2019.
January 2018?
19.
January 2019. Okay, so for anyone who's listening and thinking, what's the VIP program? So Progressive run a mentorship program called the VIP program. If you want to know anything about that, then yeah, just leave a comment in the video. Somebody will get back to you. But Luke, you started in property 2011. January 2019, you joined the VIP program. So 8 years later, at the day you joined the VIP program, how many properties had you built up from 2011? So what did the portfolio size look like?
I had six buy-to-lets.
Okay, so six buy-to-lets in 8 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So in 2011 to 19, in around 8 years, six buy-to-lets. For some people listening in, they might be thinking, okay, so you're doing quite well now. Six buy-to-lets, Luke, by the way. I mean, that's more than most people in their lifetime will ever have. So you're doing quite well. So there'll be a lot of people listening in thinking, you don't need support. You don't need education. All the information you need is on Google. You can just Google it. You can get the information. I mean, you've already got experience. You've got eight deals. You get six deals done. So why? Why did you feel you needed that additional support? What was it that you were looking for? Why not just continue the way you were going?
You're right, Kevin. I was doing all right, and I would have got there. But as I say, I wanted to accelerate it. And I'd seen examples of people who was doing things a lot faster than I was. And I just wanted to accelerate my own journey. And I felt, you know, potentially I was missing something that I wasn't aware of. You know, you don't know what you don't know. So yeah, that was the key driver for me wanting to get on the VIP program.
So fast forward sort of 22-ish months, plus the fact that we've hit the biggest global pandemic in ever, probably, or one of the biggest in ever. So January 19, you started at Progressive on the VIP program. You had six properties, in your first 8 years. Where are you at today?
Yeah, so a bit further on, you've got 15 properties now. You know, multiple deals in the pipeline. We've got three in conveyancing at present. I've started helping to build portfolios for clients. I've got four client projects in conveyancing at the moment as well. So yeah, things have just moved on to exactly where I wanted to be.
So let me just get that into numbers for people who might have missed that. So six properties in 8 years from 2011 to 2019. And in the last couple of years, you've added an additional nine properties to your personal portfolio.
Yeah.
So nine in 2 years, six in 8 years before VIP, before Progressive, nine in 2 years since you got here. But also you're building portfolios for other people now as well.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. You've raised JV funding, and you mentioned that you got three properties in conveyancing. So just for anyone listening in who may be new to property and didn't know what that meant, what that means is if it's in conveyancing, Luke, I guess, is you've three offers in, deals accepted by the owners, they're with solicitors, so you're going to be adding three more properties, purchases in the next few months, and the next, depending on how long solicitors take, 4 weeks to 2 to 3 months with COVID slowdown. But there's three more secured deals. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and one of them deals is actually going to be my first conversion project. So we're actually going to convert that to four apartments.
Right. So is it a commercial conversion or a residential to four apartments?
Yeah, it's just an existing residential unit we're going to split up and convert into four apartments. So yeah, I mean that's really exciting for me. That's a new challenge. So yeah, I'm really pleased with that one.
And is that you on your own, or is that you and other people? Because you mentioned we. So is that you and your family, or is that you and JV partners?
No, when I say we, it is me on my own. It's me and my partner.
Right. And are you looking at joint ventures as well to help grow your portfolio or raising finance? I mean, for people listening, thinking, wait a second, he's bought nine houses in a couple of years. How's that even possible? How's he funding them? So. How are you funding the deals?
Well, that also was one of the key reasons for me wanting to go on the VIP program, Kevin, was up until the beginning of 2019, the growth of my portfolio, I'd been 100% self-funded. So obviously, getting up until that point, I was then able to map out how long it was going to take me to be able to become financially free by continuing to self-fund the portfolio. Since joining the VIP program, you know, I've raised investor funds for the first time and then gone on to raise, you know, investor funds on subsequent occasions. And, you know, I've been able to raise over £250,000.
Wow. Okay. So that's good going in a couple of years. And I always say this to people is when they're starting out in the journey and they meet me the first time, and you maybe heard me say this online, is that when you're trying to build a portfolio, exchanging your time for money, saving up deposits to buy a property, it's just too slow. And Luke, you've tried to do it in it with a good job. I'm going to say this for Luke before he says it himself, but I'm pretty sure the people working offshore are on decent, they're on some decent money. And yep. He's tried to do it in a cheap area because even though he's on decent money in a cheap area and managed to get six deals done. And you've realized actually over 8 years, it's too slow. And I always say to people, you run out of life before you ever run out of money. And the thing about the world, though, is, I mean, they're printing money. Right now, we have printed trillions of pounds in money. That's going to cause inflation. That means house prices, everything will go up. But people with money need people like Luke. They need people like you watching this right now or listening in on this right now. They need you to find them the deals. So raising money is a key part of your journey. It's a key part of scaling your portfolio. Now, Luke, before you found Progressive, had you raised any money?
No, not a penny.
So how did the VIP program help you, not just with the knowledge? Because there's two things. When I came to Progressive, and back in 2013, I came here to do my training. And I came for knowledge, but actually what I got was a mindset shift as well. So I guess from the VIP program, from the trainings at Progressive, what was the main benefits knowledge-wise, and what were the benefits outside of just the knowledge that you've gained?
Yeah, so the main benefit for myself was it was a mindset change, Kevin. I had some real self-limiting beliefs that, you know, before joining the VIP program, I wasn't even aware of. It was only through speaking to people and, you know, that I was able to identify that. And that them self-limited beliefs had stopped me from getting out there and speaking to people about what I was doing. So that was, you know, that was an absolute game changer for me, to be honest.
What would you say to anyone who's listening in as well, thinking, can they raise money? Would people invest in them?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I was 2 years ago, I've never raised any money from anybody. I'm now in a position where I'm turning down offers for funding.
Right. So that's a great place to be. And when I've said to people, like, literally, you have people, you don't chase the money and ask for the money. You literally have people coming to you saying, I want to give you money. That starts to happen for people when they put themselves out there. So you probably don't even realize how you do this, but it's through letting people know your journey. So how often do you use social media to talk about Luke and his journey, and how have you felt that social media has helped you with raising money?
I use it at least 5 times a week. You know, majority of days I'll post, you know, on a daily basis, something property related, be that what I'm up to in property at that particular time, or, you know, what challenges I'm going through, what successes I'm having. So yeah, it's social media has just become a really important part of my business.
I remember when I used to use it just to post pictures of my dinner. It is a business tool. It's almost, and this is the thing about property. It's not just about your knowledge of how to find a deal. It's your connections. It's you're the sum of the five people you spend the most time with. So what at Progressive, apart from the VIP program, have you done any of the trainings in terms of the individual strategies? Have you focused specifically on the mentorship side?
Yeah, no, I ain't done any of the training with Progressive. I went straight into the VIP program. And that was, I spent a lot of time looking around at various training programs from various different providers, Kevin. And as I say, at the VIP program, I felt was the perfect fit for me at the perfect time. And it proved to be so.
What would you say are the top sort of five things that you've benefited from that have helped you on your journey? Connection. I'll give you three to make it easier if you like.
Yeah, go on.
I want to put you on the spot.
Yeah, number one is connections and network. You know, my network has grown exponentially. I didn't have a property network, if I'm quite honest, two years ago. I've now got a vast property network. Secondly would be, you know, self-belief and mindset. You know, I'm really confident in where I'm at now, and and where I'm going to be in the future. You know, you achieve one goal and then quickly set yourself some new goals. So I'm working towards some new goals now. And then thirdly, it's I achieved my, you know, long-term goal of being able to step away from the day job. And I stepped away from the day job 3 months ago now. And it's been completely life-changing, Kevin. You know, I've got 3 kids, I've got a family, and the impact on them and myself, you know, it's really been positive. I'm just happier in myself. You know, I've got freedom, I've got time to think, I've got time to explore opportunities. It's been completely life-changing.
Awesome, well done for that. So 3 months out of the job, and you've done it in the middle of the COVID crisis as well, which is like some people will be sitting at home going, oh my God, if this was my mom, right, she'd be saying to me, keep the job. Yeah. But what you have done is you have given yourself the time freedom to, and the biggest thing for me when I quit my job was the time freedom to have the mind space to be able to sit down and think and spend time with the family. But it's the time to be able to plan out the next steps. But what you didn't do is you didn't quit your job the first time you started back in 2011. And you didn't quit the job the minute you walked into VIP in 2018. You built your plan first. And it scares me sometimes when I see people, they hear one thing online, they go, I'm going to do this, I'm going to be a millionaire. And then they quit their job immediately and they've not built their plan. So it's really important to build your parachute while you're in the airplane and then jump. So did you fully replace your income before you quit, or did you just replace your, because two things, I guess, your income or your cost of living are more than your cost of living. So what was your plan to jump? What was the number? Was it income equaled, or was it just cost of living, or what was the comfort number for you that gave you the confidence to go, I'm going full time now?
Yeah, so the comfort level for me, Kevin, was somewhere between covering the cost of living and, you know, income cover. You know, and I'm pleased to say that since quitting the job, you know, the opportunities that we've been able to secure since then will actually, you know, surpass what the income was anyway. So yeah, that was my comfort level.
Awesome. So well done, and welcome to the full-time property family. And the future. So Luke, what does the future hold for Luke Brindley? What's next? What's next in the next sort of few months? And then what's the long-term vision, the long-term goal?
Yeah, so immediately, as I say, I've got several projects in conveyancing, my first conversion project. I've got several client projects in conveyancing. I'm just really enjoying helping other people to grow their portfolios as well. You know, that's again, that's something that I would never have done if I didn't join the VIP program. You know, I was actively encouraged to put myself out there, and I actually, once I did put myself out there, I started getting approached, you know, on a regular basis by people wanting me to assist them in growing their portfolios. I've also just started working with a local charity, who've, you know, traditionally they're just lease properties, and they've approached me. They want to start building up their own asset base to save costs, you know, on an ongoing basis, and you know, really change the way that they do things. So that's a really exciting opportunity for myself as well.
Right. So do you want to give a shout out to that charity or anything, or that the specifics of it, or?
No, I won't at the moment, Kevin.
Okay, no problem. So next is, I guess, so you said you've raised money and you're also building a portfolio for other people. So how did you find, did you raise the money within the VIP community, within the progressive community, or did you raise it? A lot of people say raise your money from family and friends. I know personally, when I've raised like well over £1 million in funding, millions of pounds in funding, but what I didn't do is I didn't raise a single penny from family and friends, because I used to go to my family and friends initially, because that's where I was told, go to family and friends in when you read a book or something, that's where you start. But my family and friends, they were like looking at me going, why would I lend money to you? I've known you since you were a kid. I found it easier with a total stranger to raise funding. And also Total Strangers had more money than my family and friends. So where did you raise the money? Was it family and friends? Was it work colleagues? Was it Total Strangers? And I guess, how did you find them? How did you approach them?
I was in a similar situation, Kevin. Family and friends just, you know, it just weren't an option for me for various reasons. So all the people I've raised money from have been new connections within the last 2 years. And all of them connections have come through social media. So people who've approached me, not necessarily approached me initially to say, you know, I've got some money, they want the money, you know, but people I've made connections with through social media, and then relationships have built up. So yeah, that's been the single source of funding for myself.
And the people you're building portfolios for now, the people you're buying property for, sourcing for, against, is that similar social media? Are any of them within the progressive? Is that social media within the progressive community or external to progressive?
Yeah, social for funding wise, it's been a bit of a mix. People within progressive and people external of progressive, and then again on the portfolio building side of things, it's also been a mix. You know, people within the progressive community and people external from that too.
Right, because what a lot of people don't realize as well is that people come not just to learn. So people that I meet here at Progressive, they come here to learn how to be property investors, learn how to do the work, do the sourcing like you, Luke. But one of the things I didn't realize when I came here initially in 2013 was that other people come here to find people like me and you. They come here to find somebody who's going to do the work for them. They want the knowledge to know what to do, but they don't necessarily want to do it. They just want to know the lingo when they're having the conversation with you about, does Luke know what he's talking about? I need to know what I'm talking about to know that Luke knows what he's talking about. So quite often, the people with the money are in the very same networking rooms that you're in, and in the same social media groups that you're in. So if you're not out there on social media, if you're not out there connecting with people, it's going to be very hard for them people to know that you're looking for property deals. So do you have any tips, Luke, on the sort of stuff that you tell people about you that others could maybe follow? So if you were going to this week look for a new investor or a new person that could fund a deal, what would be your top sort of three tips of how you'd go about doing that?
What I'd say is I don't actively post with the intentions of seeking out investors. All I do, Kevin, is I post about my own journey, what opportunities I'm working on. And you know, it's just really natural. It just becomes a part of your daily routine. I just talk about what, you know, what challenges I've got, what successes I've had. And just be active, you know, and it's not always about your journey as well. I spend a lot of time helping other people who are in property as well. And, you know, that can be seen by others, you know, people then start to see what type of person you are. You know, you actually take the time out to help other people as well. So people invest in people. So it's a full picture.
That is pretty much what I do and what a lot of people that are successful do. But for some people listening, they'll be thinking, that sounds way too simple. But the reality is, if you think about it at home, when you see somebody post or saying, I want 100 grand for this development, or I need 150 grand for this deal, immediately you're turned off. So by doing what Luke does, which is just talk about your journey and not chase the money, actually you get people more interested in you. And they're more interested in what you're doing and sharing your downs as well as your ups. Then they're seeing that, you know, you know how to recognize when you've made a mistake. So there's some gold dust in what Luke just said there when you really analyze it and look at it. And I'd almost, for you, if you're listening to this, listen to the words he just said there, because it sounds so simple, but it is exactly what you need to do to attract people to want to work with you. So, Keep on that. I'm not even going to say, what are you going to continue to do, Luke? Because you've got to continue to do what you've been doing, because that is the secret to raising funding and getting people to want to work with you on deals. What would you say, Luke, to people who are sitting at home at the moment thinking, are watching this at the moment thinking, I really want to get started in property. I'm not sure how to get going. Or maybe they have started like you had and they've hit that roadblock of, I've invested my life savings in, I'm getting a few hundred quid or maybe a grand or whatever a month cash flow, but now I feel stuck. So what would you say to them that they, in terms of what they need to do as the next steps to get them, get the traction going again and get moving on the journey?
The opportunities are there, Kevin. You know, and I'm a prime example. I'm someone who tried for a long time on my own, and it was only through, you know, getting out there, making new connections, really getting out of my own comfort zone that I was able to accelerate things and with great assistance on the VIP program as well.
And your area at the moment, you sound like, are you investing in like one small area?
Yeah, so they're all within a 10-15 mile radius, and probably 90-95% of that are within a 5 mile radius.
Right, and based on your accent, they're clearly all in central London, right?
That's right, Kevin. Yeah.
Now, where are you investing? So, which part of the northeast are you in?
Yes, I'm based in Hull.
In Hull. Okay. Right. So now I understand why you said the first ones you bought were cheap. I'm only kidding. Hull's a great area. It's a good city, big city. So Luke, for people that would like to touch base with you, maybe find you, if somebody's watching this thinking, I'd like to touch base with Luke, how can they find you?
Yeah, so they can find me on social media, Luke Brindley, or also, you know, I've got a Facebook page, Buy to Let Wizard. And, you know, from a sourcing perspective, you can find us on Grow Your Property Portfolio. So yeah, if anybody who wants to, you know, reach out and connect, then yeah, feel free.